Climate talks appeared stalled on major issues going into the final hours of the COP27 summit. Then possibilities for a deal were lifted by an unexpected proposal by the European Union that involves a fund for compensation for climate disasters. The nations of the Global South have centered their demands on that issue. They are insisting that the world's richest nations pay for loss and damage, since those countries have historically been the biggest emitters of greenhouse gases. Pakistan's United Nations Ambassador Nabil Munir told a panel on the sidelines of the official summit that Pakistan is not asking for a bailout when it demands establishment of a compensation fund for loss and damage caused by climate-related disaster.
Loss and damage is not charity. Loss and damage is climate justice.
Pakistan suffered epic flooding in August and September. More than 1,500 people died and millions were left homeless.
A third of our population, our country was underwater. 33 million people were impacted. So it's something that comes out naturally, that countries like Pakistan, less than 0.1% of the GHG emissions, if they are impacted, they have to be compensated in some way. And what we are talking about is burden sharing, nothing more than that.
Pakistan is part of a group of more than 130 nations of the Global South known as the G77. That group and China formally proposed what they call a financing facility that would be set up by the world's richest nations, which have contributed most to global warming. China doesn't want to pay into the fund. The European Union representative Frans Timmermans said it should contribute because China is now a major economic powerhouse and greenhouse gas emitter.
If you're talking about fairness, you need to look at the position countries are in now, not the position they were in 30 years ago.
The U.S. has been resistant, too. It has said it fears that paying into a loss and damage fund could be an admission of liability. But one observer said the U.S. was perhaps coming around to the idea. Ralph Regenvanu is the Minister for Climate Change for the vulnerable Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. Vanuatu first brought up the issue of compensation for loss and damage in 1991, more than 30 years ago.
We are out of time and we're out of money and we're out of patience. We must establish at this COP27, a loss and damage finance facility.
Regenvanu said developing nations have discussed a walkout if the summit comes up short in agreeing to set up a loss and damage fund. He said the technical details could come later.
We do not expect that the full details of the fund's governance and operational modalities will be finished now. This can be worked out over the next few months, over the next 12 months, over the next 24 months, for a decision at the next gathering of parties. But I must go back and tell my people that this UNFCCC is working for them and that rich emitting countries have agreed to pay to address the harm they have caused, that we have established a fund.
Regenvanu said Vanuatu is part of a coalition of 18 countries which will soon release a text of a resolution to be voted on at the United Nations General Assembly. It will seek an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice, clarifying the obligations of nations under international law to protect the rights of current and future generations against the adverse effects of climate change. Meantime, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged nations at the COP27 summit to double down and reach agreement on key issues, including loss and damage.
The time for talking on loss and damage finance is over. We need action. No one can deny the scale of loss and damage we see around the globe. The world is burning and drowning before our eyes.
The issue of loss and damage is one of three financial aid pots being discussed. Rich nations agreed in past conferences to spend $100 billion a year to help poorer countries develop cleaner energy systems and adapt to prevent future disasters. Those countries have fallen short in keeping that financial commitment. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.